Participation and representation of girls and young women in the decision-making processes. Our Ashanti regional correspondent, Akosua Frimpong, has filed this report.
The program, organized by the Defense for Children International Ghana in collaboration with Erudite Women Empowerment Foundation and Rights and Responsibilities Initiative, it forms part of the implementation of the She Leads Project in Ghana and will run from 2021 to 2025. The project aims at increasing the sustained influence of girls and young women on decision-making and the transformation of gender norms in formal and informal institutions. The consortium will achieve the goal by working through three interrelated domains, including the civil society domain, thus the enhancement of collective action of girls and young women. The sociocultural domain is also supported by increased acceptance of positive social gender norms and meaningful participation of girls and young women in political and decision-making institutions. The Executive Director of Rights and Responsibilities Initiative of Ghana, Mrs. Abba Opong, explained that good value systems should include respect for oneself, respect for all, and understanding the principle of self-determination.
To be able to achieve any good thing in life, you need a good value systems, which should include respect for yourself, respect for all others, understanding the principle of self-determination, which means that you can achieve only what you have set out to achieve. Therefore, if somebody helps you to get something that you are not qualified for, at the end of the day, you will not be effective and efficient. And then in our Ghanaian parlance, you say you are a square peg in a round hole.
An aspiring assembly member of Ekutuasi in the Asante Achim North Municipality of Ashanti, Janet Adomainti, shared with GBC News how the work will help her vision.
So as a young woman, my participation in decision-making in general will not benefit only women, the society as a whole. Having been empowered by Defense for Children International Ghana, my participation in decision-making when elected will not just be my right, but a key to sustainable development. This workshop has taught me that in democracy, it is important that every part of the population is equally represented. So I believe that having both men and women involved in decision-making will broaden their perspectives, increase creativity and innovation. It will also bring reduced conflict.
She encouraged young women to be involved in leadership and decision-making.
Akosua Frimpong filed the report.